Blog Talk Radio.
My baby left me.
Yes, my spirit is working. Hey, Keisha Taylor. Hey, man, am I on mute? Hello?
You are not on mute. I don't know about Keisha Taylor.
Oh, no, that's not Keisha Taylor. Oh, that's Ron. Sorry. Sorry, that's you, Ron.
That,
sorry. That was you.
Yes, that is
me. That would be you. Man, listen. Dude. I almost had to show out at the Waffle House.
Uh-oh.
So, we get to our overnight. We already know there's a Waffle House across the street. We're going to Waffle House. We're going to take our food back to our rooms. They tell us we're not doing to-go orders because we're short-staffed. It's two of y'all in here. Y'all can't make the food. And just it ain't like y'all servicing a table. And everybody in here is eating already. So help me understand why this makes sense to y'all.
How about this?
Dumbest bullshit ever in fucking Wilmington.
How about y'all get it to stay, and then as soon as they bring it can I get a container?
He walks over here from the hotel. Not living, we're working. we're not living at the hotel. We're working. We're overnighting here. We're with the airline.
This nigga is on the air.
Our body is closed.
funky okay. Wow.
You go ahead, order.
Anybody listen?
The fuck? Yo, this is about to be the worst overnight ever in the fucking world. They living in the hotel? Bitch, do I look like living in my fucking hotel?
They'll cross the streets from the Waffle House and spending the night in a crack hotel. Listen, folks, just listen.
Not folks, let's listen. Yo. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. People living in their hotel and there's a Waffle House on the street. I got $20 on it being a fucking check cashing place. I'm actually mad.
Yo, living in the pawn shop right here, looking at it right now. Right now. National Pawn. Looking at it right now. I'm so dang on week on this day. If I wasn't so dang hungry.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Yo, this is fun. I didn't count on that.
Can I get the beef and cheddar meal, but on a regular bun? I'm sorry. Hold on.
Now she's
double, please.
Couldn't help it.
Yes, please.
This is the motherfucker he's talking about. She's blue.
A regular bun.
Don't forget the gluten free. Ain't nothing in motherfucking Waffle House. Everything is full of
normally, the sesame bun is fine. It's
sesame. This nigga think a sesame go unglue or something. This nigga. Let me find out. All right. Interesting. Okay. So what happened to the Waffle House? We can't get the play-by-play on what y'all ordering? Oh, I got jokes. Now you want to cut us off from hearing what you got? You going to mute the whole fucking show? That ain't fun. You know what I'm saying? Okay. We on our bullshit. I get it. No problem. I'll just take over.
I don't want to get hit by no car.
All right, now she don't want to get hit by no car.
Curly fries, please. Can I get a Coke Zero, please?
1,000 calories
medium.
Worth of fucking cow and ask for a medium cold zero. I'm in fucking done. This nigga said, I want a beef brisket on a fucking waffle. And a Coke Zero.
I feel like we've been going all day long. I feel like we've been going all day long.
Montreal. Yeah, this motherfucker is here at the Waffle House.
Yo, the Waffle House just don't make sense. Like, if it meant it was something different. Okay. All right. Well, go stand over here.
Nigga, okay. You can't give us commentary and answer the motherfucking Waffle House attendee questions. You can't do
no,
both
of first of all, we're not at Waffle House.
We are
at Arby's. We are at Arby's because the Waffle House did not make any sense. So I believe in life making sense.
Well,
okay.
Arby's.
We are now at Arby's.
The Waffle House.
Yes, and they are the ones who said we live in the hotel.
Yo, when I... All right, you know what? I'm not going to tell my childhood story because you're in the crack hotel. Let's get back to that.
They do not put us in crack hotels. They do not put us in crack hotels.
Okay, excuse me. Sección ocho.
I was thinking it so fast. Okay, I'm sorry. Here we are.
Oh my God!
We're gonna talk about miscommunication and double standards. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah,
and this is
right,
right now. It's just me and you.
If you lived in the fucking hotel, then it would have met you.
I'm gonna need Arby's sauce and ketchup.
Oh Jesus!
They
live
at the hotel.
The horseradish. That's the only fucking thing. The curly fries, the horseradish.
You saw us walking across the street. You saw us when you saw us come. Oh, wait. I guess it was a miscommunication at the Waffle House.
So, yeah, that's what we're talking about tonight, miscommunications.
Miscommunication and double
standards. Fuck that bitch. Miss and Mr. Communication. Fuck both of them.
Not both of them. Not both of them.
Both.
Not for the street.
Both of them. B-O-F-U-M. Both of them.
No. Spell it again.
I-T-A-G-A-I-N. It again. Both of them. B-O-F-U-M. Both of them.
Oh, my God.
I mean, listen, you can't be acting like, you know what I'm saying, a judge in a script spelling bee. You over there, you know what I'm saying?
No, I am not. But I just know. Okay. And can I get some ketchup and some Arby's sauce, please?
Oh, that kitty got the meat.
Thank you. And Arby's sauce, thank you all so much. Y'all have a good evening. Thank you.
Oh, shit, I'm hot. Oh, shit, I'm hot.
Burn the Waffle House the fuck down. I'm sorry.
This thing, don't say that. Like, whoa, terroristic threats. I have nothing to do. I'm not in that same, I'm barely in the same hemisphere. I'm not even in the same country as her.
Hey, you, everybody's sitting down. I didn't even understand why you can't get your ass back there after you just took a smoke break. Wash your hands and face my motherfucking face.
Well, first of all, that's what y'all get for trying to get a meal for $7 instead of spending the whole $11. That's what you get.
No, because I was going to give me an All-American, add and cheese, so it's going to come up to $11. And I was going to give me something
well,
to drink.
At Arby's, that $11 turns into $15.
Well, no, Arby's was $11.
Well, because you got less shit. Just go on my point, so I'm being factual. Fuck me.
Yeah.
You ain't got an old Irish, you ain't got an old Italian nigga, you ain't got an old nothing. You got the meat. Kitty got the meat.
That's so funny. At least you can say, at least you can say this trip has been entertaining, Jimmy.
I am done. I'm done. Why they got you in the crack hotel, Kitty? Why?
They got you at Holiday Inn, right? So it's right. They used to try to put us places where there's stuff around us. So we already knew what we were doing. Right?
You at the Chingy? You at the Chingy?
Yes.
You at the Chingy?
Oh, wait. That's a damn prize talking you already. We can't even start talking.
You at the Chingy in the Waffle House, nigga. You is in the hood. You in the hood now, baby.
Yeah, we are in the South. You can find a Waffle House anywhere. We is in the South. That's what that is.
Nigga, you in South America. What the fuck you mean the South?
We in, we're in North Carolina. So,
No, you're not.
Yeah, when we was in Montreal, I probably wouldn't have been able to find me no Waffle House. They did? Oh, they just didn't want nobody to know what me about. You in the morning. All
right, come on now. Come on now. We're professionals now. Get the show started.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me get back in the room.
I
should have been back by now because I was supposed to go to the Waffle House. Give me some motherfucking waffles and shit. But anyway, hello, we're here. It's me and Ron right now, so that's fine. It'll be. Because, you know, Anytime it's the Ron and Iman show, hey, we kick in and say some dumb shit. And we've already started it off with the dumb shit. So,
fuck you mean
Ron,
we? Fuck you mean we? That's the first thing. What you mean we? I'm in my one location. You, on the other hand, got the meat.
I'll put your ass on speakerphone. I'm so goddamn weak. Yeah, I got the meat from the Arby's. Yes, I keep Arby's in business because people be like, who keeps Arby's in business? Me, myself, and my coworker. Because he was like, well, he said, Arby's is right there. I said, well, let me see what time they close. The fuck? But anyway, we drink, we smoke, we say inappropriate-ass things around these parts. Matter of fact, while I'm on this motherfucking call, I am going to take me a drink tonight because they just pissed me the fuck off. So I ain't going to have a drink, even though I'm supposed to not be drinking. Tonight we're talking about miscommunication. And
miscommunication. You're not supposed to communicate over airwaves, which you're not supposed to do. You started out talking about burning down a Waffle House. Now you're talking about having drinks. Nigga, I'm going to need you to watch your mouth because they throwing indictments. Listen, 21 Kitty, we ain't trying to get you, you know what I'm saying, indicted. Relax yourself.
Okay, I don't want to. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Continue.
So, yeah, we're going to talk about miscommunication, and we're going to talk about a double standard when it comes to certain tricks in the Black community. Who am?
Certain things such as what?
Okay, you want to start with that?
Let's start with that. I like that.
Okay, let's go with the double standard that we seem to have within inside of the Black community. So here's the question. I had to enlist somebody else to try to help us get a fucking topic tonight. Since I sent a message to say to these other motherfuckers that we had a show tonight I know what type of bun this comes with. I do not want an onion bun. I want a sesame seed bun. What the fuck did she give me?
This nigga is Waffle House mad. I'm done with her. She said the Arby's bitch got my shit wrong, and the only reason I was at Arby's because the Waffle House motherfuckers was acting stupid. Burn that bitch!
Down.
Down. That's what you say after it? Down? Not no, Ronald. Down? No doubt. You're going to jail.
Oh, my God. But anyway, so the double standard. It says, why is there a double standard in the Black community between the acceptance of bisexual men versus bisexual women?
Why we gotta start with that one?
That's what the question was. Now, there's some other stuff on here that they asked to say, hey, let me explain something. Because they gave me three. They only gave me the double standard one.
That's a very interesting one. You want to throw the other two out there or you want to deal with this one first?
Well, no. There's no other double standard. That's the other topic is what dating pet peeves and deal breakers. Like, they gave me other topics because
okay.
I just said, damn, hey,
gotcha.
I ain't got no topic for my show tonight. I need your help.
Right,
how much you love
deal all right, so boom. Double standards. All right, so boom. When you look at female homosexuality as opposed to male homosexuality, you have certain come-ons, and you got certain, all right, let me explain myself.
Okay.
Certain come ons. Come on is if a female wants to be a dude, like, come on, you're still a female. Come on. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But if a dude want to be a female, it's like, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's not
you ain't
fair.
You ain't want to be
no
firefighter?
But,
you ain't want to be no firefighter. You just want to be a girl.
Then you also have the miscommunication. Ah, see, there we go. Pleasure. And what is homosexual activity and what is freaky heterosexual activity? And when you start blurring those lines and you start talking about butt play, you know what I'm saying? And boys playing with other boys' butts, which is not necessarily something that I am condoning, but it's looked at differently because it's a sign of taking away masculinity, with femininity isn't necessarily, what was homosexuality with female ain't necessarily looked at that way. So you got those two angles. Then you add on another couple of different ingredients into it. Things such as, this is a masculine society, so it's always going to be slanted in a man's favor. You know what I mean? In
mm-hmm,
culture.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always going to be the man gets the benefit of the doubt and shit. And you throw in this culture, it's very hypocritical.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, of course, we go have that do as I say, not as I do type shit. And lastly, that greedy shit. Oh, I want to please me. I don't care about pleasing her. Oh, you better please yourself with that other pussy. You know what I'm saying? But if a woman comes to you, I want two dicks. Not very many men that is willing to have a threesome with two females will have a threesome with two dudes. So that hypocritical thing is all. So that's all part of that gumbo that we got in that bowl, which is your question. You got to come again. I hear you.
So, it's like, okay, you probably don't watch this show. I watch it faithfully. I'm just checking to see if Keisha Taylor is coming because I think she may watch it. But P-Valley, okay? There are currently, this boy don't stay charged for nothing. There's currently a situation.
So no, I don't watch it.
Okay. So there's two characters. I know there's four characters. There's Uncle Clifford and Lil Murder. Okay. Uncle Clifford is a non-binary person. He's a man that dresses like a woman. Full beard and everything. And we're going to talk about something like that in a second because I saw that today when I was in Philadelphia. Like, that was for real. And Lil Murder is a rapper, hip-hop artist. Well, they like each other. But I think Lil Murder still likes women as well. So, but since Lil Murder is a thug, they're like, oh, man, you have to solve. You a pussy. You a F. You a Disney. You know, I'm not going to say the other word because I don't like it. If I say anything else with that.
Oh, but you like pussy.
I mean, I'll say that shit. But I don't like the F word.
I don't like faggot.
Say what?
You like pussy, but you don't like faggot.
I don't like that word. So that's why I ask you. Please don't use it. I don't like that word.
That is, though.
What? My level standard?
No, so the definition.
There's a cigarette in London, so what about it?
That has been what it has become, but what the, and you'll see why it became that once I complete my sentence, which I couldn't think of.
What was your sentence?
It's a slim stick. So a faggot is a slim stick, okay? The reason that it has been correlated to homosexuality, because in Britain, what they would do is the punishment for male homosexuality was like lashes, and they would give you the smallest stick possible, which was a faggot. You know what I'm saying? So just if they didn't have... I can't hear you.
I can't hear you.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
All right. How about you just stop fucking moving? How about that? How about you just sit your ass still? How about that?
I'm trying to charge my watch. You should detail it.
Oh, I'm sorry. But yeah, so that's where the word, the etymology of the word faggot and why they use that. And why a cigarette is called like it is a slim stick. You know what I mean? But that's what and to go a step further, how about this? On the back of a dime, you'll look, they have a fasci. A fasci is a bunch of sticks that go up, that's bound together. So that's what a fasci. And on the back of the dime, it's a bunch of faggots wrapped together, and they make that fascia.
I'm not.
Anyway, I went to the left with it. I'm sorry. You know, I'm a fucking geek sometimes. My bad.
But anyway, the show. So they try to because Little Mermaid is more down DL than anything. But while they have moments and they have sex scenes and stuff, there's a Mercedes and Farrah have sex scenes, and there's two women, but people are more apt to watch it. And I'm like, but it's the same thing. It's the same thing. It's the same concept. You probably don't want to see no grown man being bent over, but it's still the same concept. It's the same thing. So who are we to be like, oh, no, that's not right. Now, you can have personal preference.
The same concept and the same thing, two different things.
It's the same concept.
Right. That doesn't mean it's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
No, same concept. You know what I'm saying? You're right. You're saying, here go a concept, sucking a dick. Here go a concept, sucking a straw. Two different things.
But I won't do neither
concept
one in public because I don't want nobody to be like, hey,
Not true. You let it be 127 degrees. And you know what I'm saying? And all they got is, you know what I'm saying? Yo, all right, so boom. I'm gonna tell you where that come from real quick. So I'm at work the other day, and my Asian coworker comes up to me. He's like, Ron, I got nobody to work with you on Sunday no more. So basically, he's asking me if anybody work with me on Sunday. But like, I'm the only one in the department that works on Sundays. I said, nah, they ain't get nobody. I mean, if somebody's supposed to be coming like a week or two, but not yet. He said, oh, nobody. Yo, I died laughing. He's like, Like, how is that? Yo, how is that the period to your sentence, huh? Yo, how the fuck?
Not the period to your sentence.
And then I start thinking about them old Chinese, you know what I'm saying, Channel 5 driving movies, driving theater movies, where he's like, Master C would not like that. You cannot eat his chicken in his house. When they hit him on the head with the fan.
Okay.
Oh shit. I'm sorry. But yeah, so I've been on that shit recently, so you may hear me say,
Oh my god.
I'm stupid. Oh shit. I ain't got no sense. I'm sorry.
No.
What was he talking about? Oh, we talking about the double standard.
Right. Now, you can also, I believe in being able to make my own decision about some shit. You know what I'm saying? As everybody should be able to feel and make their own decision. So,
okay, also, hold on. Think of it from this way. In one instance, well, I guess both of them are intrusive. Because technically a woman, well, I don't have to be intrusive. Y'all can scissor. For a man in the moon, you got to enter that man for the most part. You know what I'm saying? That's a violent act. That's an aggressive act. Women could, you know what I'm saying, put their legs together and scissor and rub their, you know what I'm saying, put them together and come. Mm-hmm. So it don't necessarily have to be a violent, like hugging the strap. You know what I'm saying? Beating up the ass. You know what I'm saying? So it's also something like that that's in the equation. That it's a more violent thing when men do it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And men are ugly. Women look so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, son, I'm going to need you to take the meat. Yo, son, how that food taste, son? How that food taste?
Yo, it's all right. It ain't Waffle House.
You stupid. Bitch. I can tell you, because, you know what I'm saying? Every time I say something and I hear a whole bunch of sounds, I'm like, this ain't got the meat in the mouth.
Yes, I got the meat in my mouth. Yes, I got the meat in my mouth.
You stupid. You ain't supposed to say that, but thank you for saying it.
I understand that is a
hell of a double standard, like, but to see this is the next thing. Who told you that it's mostly in our society? I don't think it is.
No, that was just a question, and like, how does it affect us in our society? Like, I mean, we've seen definitely where Brett and Brett have probably laid their dances down with Karen and been okay with it versus with us, especially if I go to my dude and be like, hey, so. I mean, I enjoy us. Don't get me wrong. But sometimes I want to add another guy to it. It's for me. This is purely for me. And he's going to be like, no. Because men are so ego-driven. And their pride gets somewhere in there, too. That y'all don't want to be okay with them. I'm not telling you that you got to kiss that man. I'm not telling you you got to do anything to that man. This is purely for me. So.
And you know what I hear women say on the other side of that? I'm selfish. I don't share no dick. Bitch, your man got 3 bitches on the side. You are sharing dick.
Hey, girl, you've been sharing it. I'm going to tell you who you sharing it with. You want to know their names? Because, bitch, you sound stupid. As a matter of fact, I done said on it too. Now what? Bitch,
you said he's sharing it with Sharon and Wit. You stupid. Did you just say
Sharon
that?
Sharon and Wit? No, but it didn't sound
sharing
like that.
With Sharon and Wit? You are stupid, girl.
Y'all, we taking this shit on the road. We're going to be a 2-person comedy show.
I'm done with you. I am fucking done with you. No, but, I mean, a lot of dudes would say no. I've had this conversation with a lot of dudes, and a lot of dudes is like, nah. I'm like, but how can you say it? Where's the fairness in that when you have no problem with another pussy being in your bed? Ah, you ain't got to touch that other nigga. Please your woman.
And then I think it's with the ego situation of it all is they're like, maybe she going to enjoy him a little bit more than me. No, nigga, I'm about to enjoy this shit together. at the same time.
It is very possible that the nigga you bring into your bedroom got better dick than you, so it's a threat. Yes. It is very possible that the bitch you bring into your bedroom has better pussy than you, mommy. Yes, it is possible.
Yes.
But you know what? It's also possible that just because it's better pussy don't mean I want it. You know what comes with good pussy sometimes? Hassle, headache, poverty. Nobody don't want that.
Poverty.
I don't want that shit. I will take some 7.9, 8.2 pussy over some 10 pussy every day of the week. Every day.
I don't think all good box brings these things that you speak of. I don't feel that way.
Okay.
Because as I sit back and I look over my life, I don't give nobody no headache. I definitely don't give nobody no poverty. The fuck?
The fact the fact that you don't give headaches is a headache in itself.
What?
The fact that you're so fucking. The fact that you're so, I got work to do. The fact that you're so,
I need you.
That in itself can be a problem.
What, that I don't need you?
I didn't finish the sentence. I just said what I said. Could be a problem.
Well, they knew.
Sometimes depending on the man he's dealing with, he needs his ego stroke in a different way. Just go to communication. Boom. You see how we wrap this shit together, nigga? We are motherfucking professionals. So what I found out is that the way that I want to hear something answered is not often the way that people answer things, right? But I'm dealing with a set of morals and rules and codes that everybody will deal with when we're talking conversation. One rule of my conversation, question, answer, question, answer. Question, question gets us nowhere. That's a motherfucking rule in my fucking lexicon. You can't be like, yo, where you going? Yo, what you want to do? Nigga, that ain't answer my fucking question. I asked you where you was going. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
I'm
all going. That evading shit, that don't work in my kind of conversation. When I ask you a yes or no answer, 17-word answers are not acceptable in my world. Yo, is it high? That's a yes or no, right? Now, you can say, nah. Then give me the 17-word explanation. Okay. Because then it's nah. Well, that's to me. Maybe to you. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I don't really wear coats like that. So, you give me the explanation after you answer my question. What I've noticed with those who are closest to me is these motherfuckers communicate differently. And the fact that in some cases I have to keep them close to me, and in some cases I want to keep them close to me, you have to learn to communicate in the way that they communicate, or you have to teach them to communicate in the way you do. But it got to be some kind of give and take, some kind of courses, some kind of classes between each other.
Some classes.
We got to teach each other. You got to teach me how to communicate with you. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Show me how to love. Show me the way to surrender. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
What?
My bad.
What? Okay.
I apologize. So, what do you speak on communication. Come on, give me some.
I cannot deal with people who don't know how to fucking communicate with me. So you know what? You know I'm a question asking person, so that I can better understand what something may be, right?
Okay.
This is how I know somebody who does not know how to communicate with me. They have issues with me asking questions.
Now.
Like, you said how?
No, I said now, and then I paused.
Yeah. So.
You do know that you can give off certain tones, and that tones often mean things. So when you ask said question, if you have one of your tones, I could somewhat understand in somebody feeling the kind of way.
Explain my tone. Explain the tone.
It escalated right there in that last sentence. So just in that last sentence, anybody who just fucking listened to you would hear your tone. And then you said, my tone. You know what I'm saying? So that alone, on the phone, just because you're on the motherfucking throne, don't mean you can say some shit and make a nigga chill to his bones. Boss. You definitely be saying shit sometimes, and the way that you say it can. So, for instance, let me speak on my relationship. I understand why sometimes my lady may ask me where I'm at. And I understand sometimes why she may ask me with a skeptical tone. And she is not wrong or outside of her parameters to do such. But it's fucking aggravating. And if it's a 5-pound aggravation, and I had a good day and I'm at 2 pounds of aggravation for the day, I'm only at 7 now. But if I had a rough day and I'm at 96 and you give me that 5 pounds and now I'm over 100, now you just gave me some shit that I don't want to fucking deal with your fucking tone. Does that make any sense?
I guess so.
This nigga, you are the fucking worst. You know it makes sense, nigga. Stop being so fucking...
But no, like, if I'm sitting, and we're having a conversation, and I'm saying, you know, where we have, you know, how you're having a conversation, and you know, like, you know what? Since you said something about that, let me ask this question as a follow-up. They have issues with the follow-up question.
I got
it's
you.
Not
all right, let me come at this from a different angle. You've asked me before, and I can only speak on my experiences, right? I know I'm not stupid, right? I know that for a fact.
I know I'm not stupid.
You have asked me questions sometimes that made me question my motherfucking stupidity. Well, nigga, you said what? Oh, hell fucking no, you didn't just say that. You the fucking liar.
I know you fucking liar.
These are things that roll off your tongue that make somebody question, you know what I mean? So even if it's a question, sometimes I'm not painting you in the corner as a bad person. I'm not saying that. And I'm not saying that this motherfucker is right. What I'm saying that is there's a possibility there may be some credence to what the motherfucker is saying. That's all I'm saying. The possibility. It might be the credence. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
All right. And the other side of that is the other side of that is niggas gotta stop being so motherfucking sensitive.
Because when you don't answer my question, I feel like reason why you're not answering because you think you're gonna lie. And I'm gonna be like, no, you lying.
Because your energy off back is saying, nigga, you about to lie. So when I'm not about to lie, and you ask me a question. When I'm not about to lie and I get asked a question that with the energy of, nigga, you about to lie, I'm looking, well, what made this energy come out now at this point? What, you know what I'm saying? Why now? Is my, as a man, who has been unfaithful and in the past asked women to forgive you. I get it when those women don't trust you. I get it. You know what I'm saying? When they ask questions, you know what I'm saying? All I'm saying is that if I'm past it and you bring it back, my first thought is, why now? What did I do now? What triggered her now to come at me like this? So we start asking questions, and asking that question, now it seems like you're about to lie.
Okay. Hey, Keisha Taylor.
Hi, guys.
What up, girl?
I'm so sorry. I'm so tardy to the party. I was actually having a late dinner with my husband. I'm so sorry, guys.
Oh, that's it. I ain't never mad at that.
Yeah. I'm sorry, guys.
So tell us, catch up, Amash. Catch up, what are we talking about?
What? Okay, so
we're talking about.
Do I got to recap all the way from the beginning, or just our topic?
I want to know what happened.
Waffle baby.
Oh no! He had another possum.
No. So I get to my overnight. Me and Ethel, I'm walking. I said, "Hey, I'm getting ready to walk over to Waffle House." He said, "Okay, I'm gonna walk with you. I'm gonna get Waffle House too." I said, "Okay, cool." So we get to the motherfucking Waffle House, which is directly across the street from the hotel. We get there. He's like, "You can sit down anywhere." I was like, "Oh no, we're gonna place a to-go order." He's like, "Oh, we're not doing to-go orders." Why are you not doing to-go orders? Because we're short staffed. I said, "Well, it's two of y'all in here. Y'all can definitely make our food." He was like, "Well, we got to service the people on the inside first. They're all eating. They didn't even order no shit."
Well.
I said, "You know what? Fuck this shit." So we walked out. We went to Arby's. So we get to Arby's. And keep in mind, we don't have a car because we're working. So these suckers are like, the inside is closed. Well, we don't have a car. So what are we supposed to do? So we're taking their order. We're getting our order taken at the drive-through.
Wait, nigga, wait. You skipped over the line of questioning and the Waffle House, the Waffle Baby. You forgot about that. They thought you was in the crack hotel, nigga. Don't forget the crack hotel.
No, that's at the Arby's. So at the Arby's, we're like, "Hey, we don't have a car." So she was telling the manager, "Oh, they don't have a car. They live at the hotel." And I quickly let her know, "No, we are a flight crew. We are staying at the hotel because we are working. And, ma'am, we don't live in a hotel." And so my FO was standing there cracking up because he was like, "Yo, I didn't expect none of this from you. None of this.
None of this.
So we had Arby's for dinner. I didn't want Arby's. I wanted me a motherfucking waffle. Also, I wanted an all-star American meal because I wanted a waffle and a piece of bacon for tomorrow morning when I got ready to leave out this bitch. But no, I had to eat motherfucking Arby's. So that was the first part. So then we started talking about double standards and miscommunications. So the double standard is that why is it in the black community there's a double standard when it comes to bisexual men and bisexual women? Okay. So then we're talking about Uncle Clifford and Lil Murder. And we talked about Sarah and Mercedes. And now we're at miscommunication of the bullshit. Because Ron says, because my line of questioning feels like it's accusatory, that's why people don't want to answer my questions.
I didn't say that. I said that is a possibility.
He said my tone of my questioning is a hotness.
Mm-hmm. Wait, hold on. Before I ask my question, are you caught up? Do you have any questions you want to ask? Do you want to laugh real quick? Do you want to know about the welfare hotel
No, I'm good. I'm good because I so they thought you lived in a hotel. And my next, oh, I do got a question. Raising my hand, I do got a question. Arby's, I ain't never a day in my life ate nothing at no damn Arby's. Was it good?
Well, see, as I told Ron, I'm one of the people who keeps Arby's open because I get me a beef and cheddar. Oh, and this part right here. So I get me a beef and cheddar, and I always tell them, please place it on a sesame seed bun. I do not want the onion bun. This girl going to try to tell me it already comes on a sesame seed bun. Girl, I know it doesn't because it comes with the onion bun, and I always say I want the sesame seed bun. I get back to my goddamn room, and what do I have? An onion bun. Ma'am.
Okay.
I get a
No, go ahead. What you about to say? You get the what? Go ahead.
So, I am the person who keeps Arby's open. I usually get the beef and cheddar, or I get me one of the turkey sandwiches. Because they have, like, really good club sandwiches, and the turkey sandwich is really good. It's really good. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. So, this
I still, I still ain't going. Mm-hmm.
One. How about this? This Negro is in Arby's getting all kind of cheddar, sesame, onion buns. Ain't this motherfucker supposed to be gluten-free?
It's a bun. I took half of the bun.
It's gluten in between the R and the B.
I'm fine.
Don't defend yourself. I got something else. Okay. This nigga get the motherfucking beef brisket on the fucking pita bread. Hero.
No, that's not what I would have.
And Coke Zero. And a Coke Zero.
I like Coke Zero.
The nigga got
Coke Zero. I like Coke Zero.
The nigga got a half a towel on a fucking Triscuit, and she got a fucking Coke Zero. I'm fucking done.
I was going to say, like, I've only seen the commercials, but they sandwiches be like 52 pounds of meat.
You have choices. You can get single.
You got all the meat. You got every single meat there is.
No, they got single, triple. They got single, double, triple. I got the double because I'm hungry.
So the double only has 6 pounds of meat as opposed to the.
No, it only
the
has
triple
8 pounds
got 42
of meat.
Pounds?
The triple has 2 pounds of meat. The double has 1 pound.
Never.
And then the single has less than that.
We don't believe you. You need more people.
Well, it's all right. I don't care.
Okay.
I was hungry.
So
if I would have been able to Waffle House, we wouldn't have had this problem.
Waffle baby. Come on, nigga. Y'all got to love my ad-libs, nigga. Come on.
Mm-mm.
No,
mm-mm.
They have been entertaining. I will.
Terrible.
Since I've been on this call, they've been entertaining.
Oh, my God. So, all right. So, where do you come down on the male homosexuality versus female homosexuality question?
I do feel like it's a double standard because when it comes to women, it's exotic and it's like ooh, I want to do all of that. He was cool with the Mercedes experience until he found out that his little wife then had the Mercedes experience a few more times than him.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got little murder and Uncle Clifford. Like, I mean. It's a double standard because Mercedes can be okay. You know, she can deal with the wife or she can deal with Coach, whatever the case may be, and everything is all hunky-dory. But when it comes to Little Murder and Clifford, it ain't that easy. I do think it's a double standard. I don't agree with it. I feel like whoever you're dealing with is your business. It ain't got nothing to do with me. Unless the person that you're dealing with is the same person I'm dealing with, then we got an issue. But other than that, it's your business. You put your tomahawk where you want to put your tomahawk, and that's just it.
Hey, y'all, hey, y'all, hey, y'all, oh.
Mm-hmm. And that's it.
That bitch was a hey, y'all, ho. Let him put a tomahawk in her.
So, yeah.
All right.
That's all
so
we
then, so then we pivoted to communication, right?
Mm-hmm.
And here's what the question I was going to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
When Imaz gets into her bag, can the way she asks a question to someone be somewhat intimidating? Excuse me?
It varies by situation.
So this is the first time that you're talking. Why the fuck are you asking answering the question that wasn't posed to you, Kitty?
It depends on the situation. If she's asking because she genuinely
so
want
to
know.
The answer to my question is yes. I didn't say all the time. I said, can it? So the fact that you're saying it depends means that yes, it can. All right. Enough said. That's what I was talking about communication.
Now,
I asked a simple yes or no question. She started giving me the 17. You see what I'm saying? You see how it popped up?
Let her answer the question.
Now, I haven't been on the receiving end of the interrogation. However, I have witnessed it. And, baby, if you ain't on the right side of that, it can get stressful. It can. But I said, oof, thank God I ain't answering these questions. She ain't talking to me. I did what I was supposed to do. I don't know what it was I was supposed to do, but I did it. And it wasn't my fault.
And you don't have to worry about the wrath of
kids. Mm-mm. Ain't got to worry about me. But Dre in court. Ooh, Dre caught it one day. I don't even remember what it was about.
First of all, this nigga earlier talking about she go burn down the Waffle House. Then she talking about she live in a fucking crack hotel. Then she talking about she about to beat somebody ass. And now you talking about Dre and his fucking no. Whoa, y'all just snitching, Lena.
Yeah.
Was I
supposed to change my mind because you said something? Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I get it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what she said. What is that?
You see how y'all niggas is the worst.
I said she ain't talking to me. She is not talking to me. Mm-mm.
Why does it taste like Diet Coke? It don't taste like no Coke, man.
See, this nigga got a whole fucking, I got the meats all in her fucking upper gum and want to wash it down with motherfucking Coke Zero. Nigga.
Coke Zero.
Yup. He likes it when I do that too. Yup. Now what?
All I know is all that fucking gluten.
When you do, what exactly do you do with the Coke Zero?
Good question.
Go get me Coke Zero.
Go get me Coke Zero.
Go get me my Waikia water.
No, this is an honest question. Do you do something strange with the Coke Zero? Is that why you said
yes,
that?
I just drink it after the fact
that
I done drank some water.
I was being too nosy. I'm sorry.
No, I was asking if he had a special straw or Huh? Oh, now you don't hear nothing I'm saying. Okay.
I didn't hear you. What did you say?
I asked you, did he have a special straw or stirrer for said Coke Zero?
No. Just don't give me Coke Zero. I don't remember.
Oh, okay. Okay.
See, that's what I was confused about, too. I needed a little clarification. I said, so are we doing things with Coke Zero now? I know.
Right.
Mm-mm.
I know there's new stuff out there, but I didn't know it involves Coke Zero. But she said,
Coke Zero might be nicknamed for something.
Oh,
like maybe
I got the funniest story.
They was doing the
about
baby boy.
It.
And he flipped her over, and she did a zero and landed on his dick. And he was like, oh, that shit is fucking crack. She's like, no, it's Coke. Coke Zero, nigga. Boom, that's the flip. No, that's not how it happened. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I got a story about that.
Tell your
story. So my other job, they sent us, they asked if anybody needed, anybody wants to go work in Baltimore for the day. They needed help at, you know, our cousin arena. So we all went and everything. So we on a bus, and I was part listening to the conversation, but not really listening to the whole thing. So they talking about whatever they talking about. So then somebody said something about waffle batter. And the previous two words before the waffle batter was like, was something about ass. And then it was ass and then something and then the waffle batter. So I said, well, not, you know, I don't want to interrupt the conversation. So I sat there and I said, well, maybe somebody will say something else about it. So nobody else said nothing else about it. So here I go to my trusty friend Google. I go to Google, and now I'm Googling waffle batter because I was trying to figure out what did the waffle batter have to do with ass. Like, is people pouring waffle batter in or on asses? Is that what we're doing out here in these streets? Apparently, it was absolutely nothing. I just was being nosy, and there was nothing. But they made fun of me the entire ride home. Like, you really was Googling waffle batter. I was like, I thought it was something, but it was nothing.
Dear my
so
God.
Sometimes being nosy ain't always the best thing. And that was one of them times I was being nosy. Because I was like, what you doing with Coke Zero? I don't got none at the house, but I could probably get some.
There you go, air hustling somebody else's waffle batter story.
Yeah.
And now you think Coke Zero is something else.
Yeah.
I mean, you did, you know what I'm saying, make it seem like it was something else, though.
No. Go give me a Coke Zero. Thanks, appreciate you.
That's how you treat him?
No. Mm-hmm. No. He was like, it just depends. He's like, you want water? Like, yeah, I want water. Because I'd be laying there, you know, hot and shit. Like, you want water? Yeah, I want water. Mm-hmm. Thank you. You
okay,
turn on the
I got a question.
Uh-oh, Lord.
Double standard question. Who wipes who off after you finish?
It just depends. We take turns. It's not always the same person every time. Like, depending on the situation, like, if he's still laying there for a little while longer and I got breath in my body to get up and go, I'll get up and go. Yeah, it depends. There ain't no set standards for me.
Stella?
We'll see.
All right, so okay. So it depends on.
We say dirty. Nobody clean nothing.
We don't like the image. That's what we come out to do. That's what you have to say.
No, it just depends. It depends on what was done. I mean, sometimes we don't wipe each other. Sometimes we might lick each other. It just depends. It just depends on what happened. It depends on what happened.
Gotcha.
So.
Now, there has been times that neither one of us got up and we both fell asleep. It was just like, you know what? We
right.
had a time last night. Like, like that. Like, we had a time last night. Did we? We had a time.
Like, that was interesting.
Yeah, like, I don't even know. Like, one time it was so funny how I ended up sleeping on your side. Sir, why am I on your side of the bed? Why are you on my side of the bed? How did we even get here?
No, we had a night, we had a time for his birthday, which was on July 6th. We had a time that night. We weren't even in the bed correctly. We were laying, we both were laying across the bed. Like across it, feet hanging off the side of the bed, and on top of the covers at that. Like, we had a time that night. We had a time that night. Just laying across the bed. So now you got to get up, and you know we old now, and like trying to get up, and your legs is hanging off the side of the bed. They all numb, and it was a mess. It was a mess.
No, no, from the calf. From the shin down.
Yeah. But we had a time that night, boy.
All right, all right. Let me ask you another question. When it comes to double standard, who is the one who's supposed to initiate sex?
We both do. Who these people be living in lives that like all the men is always supposed to initiate sex. Some of y'all ain't never gonna have no sex then. And then some men who feel like women should initiate it because I don't want to ask her to suck my dick. You know what I'm saying? Like, sir, if you don't ask me to do that shit, sometimes I ain't gonna do it. I do it because I enjoy it. But you need to ask sometimes because I want you to hear you say, you know, I need you a couple like that. Hey,
daddy. You're
stupid. You know? But you gotta say it low with a little bit of authority. So bass
say it
too.
Low enough that only I can hear it. And then you gotta get so close to my if we in public, you gotta get real close to my ear and you need to say that shit in a way that I'm like, you know what? Can you put this in a to-go
box? We're leaving immediately. We are leaving expeditiously.
I need a to-go box.
We done. We done. Can we get the check? We didn't order. Okay, cool. We out of here. We right on out of here.
But I don't mind. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind initiating it. You know, because I've definitely done it before. But, yeah, sometimes.
Come here. Call me to the bathroom. Bend over.
What is going on this phone? What is that? What is happening on this phone? I was confused for a minute. I said, I don't know who he's talking to. I don't know what's going on. He is having a conversation that we don't need to be a part of. But now
I told you, nigga, the ad libs is on point, nigga.
I see that.
Oh, shit, and the monster's going on with her shit.
She's going on
with
her.
That's my nigga, Kenny. Don't feel like, listen, that nigga saying what he's saying. I don't give a fuck what he's saying. He's talking about what he's saying. Go to the bathroom. Bend over. What are you doing? I ain't listening to that.
Listen. Let me tell you something. Let the right one say that shit. Man, listen. Go ahead and lock that door.
Or not lock it, depending on the day.
She's not gonna understand that sound. You gotta tell her about the Asian guy.
Okay. So I'm at work, right? And it's last Wednesday, and I'm the only one at my job that works on Sundays in my department. So the Asian dude came with me. He said, "Hey, Ron, they got help on you on Sunday?" And I was like, "Nah, they got somebody coming up in like a week
you're not
or two."
Gonna,
but
I
no.
don't want to hear the rest of this. You're not going to drag me to hell today. No.
They ain't got nobody coming. He said, "Oh, nobody."
Just
Yo, the nigga, if you just did this with a trifecta of fucking octaves.
You get on my goddamn nerves.
Oh, shit. Yo, you remember them Channel 5 movies? The Chinese movies? And they was in the tea house?
Yeah.
And the fat nigga had the fan. He used to wave himself, and he would close the fan and hit the nigga on top of his head to bring in the tea. You know, he hit him with his
And so if you randomly hear me say that, that's the reason why.
If you, I've been on that shit recently, so if you hear that, now you know it's came from Frank. The nigga's name is more American than mine. Right, the nigga name is Frank, right?
Oh, Lord. No, so the other night, what was it? Today is Friday. What was that?
Hey, yo, son, this better not be a fucking miscommunication, air hustling the wrong shit story, son.
No. So it was last night was New Kids on the Block at the arena, right? Okay. Yeah, they 500 years old, still singing Step by Step. All right. So the lady came, and she was like, oh, my God, I'm so excited. She was like, I couldn't see them when I was young because my parents wouldn't let me go to a concert, but I'm here now. All this other stuff, right? So she all excited, right? 3,000 years later, she excited to see them live. Ma'am, okay, go sit your ass down.
Hey now. I want to go see.
All right, so go. That's fine. Go sit your drunk ass down. So they get off of the stage, and now they are walking through the crowd. Yo, this lady, she said, Danny. So he came over to her, right? So he took a selfie with her phone. She said, so he took the microphone. He was singing, so he was expecting for her to sing the song that he was singing, right? She said, Danny, I love you so much. I love you so much. Danny. She was drunk as a skunk. So she's still trying to talk to him. He's trying to move. Now it's time for security's coming. So now he got to move and shit, right? So she's just standing there screaming, I saw Donnie. The rest of the show, she's just screaming it, right? But when she was talking to me, she did not have an accent. Like, she was Asian, but she didn't have an Asian accent. She saw Donnie, and then she got her Asian accent. So the rest of the night, all the staff was like, I saw Donnie. Yo, that shit was terrible. I said, y'all, all right, you're going to send me to hell today.
Wait, hold on. See, this is what I'm talking about, communication, right? About consistency, right? This nigga, about 5 minutes ago, when I started the story, I was in the midst of the story. Said, no, I'm not going to hell with you. She said that, right?
Mm-hmm. She wanted to hear the accent.
She had the motherfucking Donnie story in her motherfucking tuck.
In her back pocket.
She pulled it out and said,
oh, no, bitch. Oh, no.
Bonnie. Draw four.
Right.
Donnie. She said, I'm the Donnie. I said, who the fuck is Danny? I thought the nigga name was Donnie. But, all right.
Let's address this hypocrisy that you can tease your fucking Asian, but I can't tease my Asian. The fuck is going on here?
No,
at least I know my age is not. I know my age is not me.
He did. He did tease your Asian.
Right, but you can tease yours too.
Yes, this is
right.
I'm sorry. So you continue teasing your Asian.
No, all I'm saying is you made it seem like you didn't want to go to hell for mom, but you was already on your way to hell. You can't go to hell twice.
No, I wasn't gonna go, but then I said since we already en route, I might as well just put my foot on the gas.
Oh, so I'll push you
fine.
Over the edge.
Yeah, I said since we're going that way, I might as well. But it's okay. I'm gonna talk to Jesus before I go to bed because I gotta talk to him anyway.
Jesus, sleep already.
No, he died.
Oh, Jesus, sleep already. It's late. You're Western Pacific time.
No, he not sleep. What time is it? It's not. No, he not. What time is it?
Jesus, sleep. He's had a long day.
It's only 11:47. He don't go to sleep till 2. Mm-hmm. Stop it.
Ain't no overtime. Jesus ain't doing no overtime.
He go to sleep at 2.
Hit the clock. Jesus off the clock. It's a holiday weekend. Jesus off the clock.
It's not a holiday. Well, I gotta talk to him before I go to bed because I don't know what else he got planned for the rest of the night.
No. Leave a message. But then they got text.
I need to talk to him tonight because I don't know what else he got planned. So for me to have a successful Saturday morning, I have to talk to him before I go to sleep.
Sorry.
No.
Too late.
My Jesus stay up till 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Can I get a witness? Anybody know Jesus? That nigga sleep by 11.
It's not.
Jesus and God. In my tell her both of them. Both of them sleep.
No.
Spell both of them in mind.
I don't even know how you spell it. B-O-F-F apostrophe N. Both of them.
U-L. You stupid apostrophe. I like the apostrophe better.
That's not it. Ron, stop it. They first of all, God stay up till 1 a.m. and Jesus stay up till 2. I don't know where you get your information from.
Nigga, this
ain't
Richard Pryor and Eddie Murphy and Harlem Nights. Them niggas is asleep at the same time. What the fuck is wrong with you?
They
quick
don't
stay up fast, sugar. Quick and sugar go to bed at the same time.
Oh,
11 o'clock. Love them both of them.
Oh.
B-O-F apostrophe M.
That's not true.
Oh, see, not only is it true, but technically if you get both of them on a shirt, it's technically only 4 letters. So, they don't charge you for apostrophe, right?
Oh,
Ron, shut up.
I don't know. Do they? My bad.
Oh.
Hey, Dre, are you getting enough shirts done? Dre, they charge you for apostrophe?
No, but they charge you for apostle.
Oh, goodness. Oh, no. Not they charge you for apostle. Oh. Ron, it's almost past your bedtime.
Yeah.
You're stupid. Oh, shit.
Y'all niggas ain't saying nothing. Y'all gonna keep saying stupid shit. Y'all better take the wheel. Stop playing. Both of them.
No,
it's not both of them. Ain't is only one wheel.
Oh, shit. Okay, say no more. So, yeah.
Nothing more.
So,
I got a question. Do we have an update about Medita?
All right. So yeah. So tell us. So communication, right? I was talking about I got certain rules to communication. And one mm-hmm. of the rules is question gets us nowhere. Question answer gets us to the goal line.
Okay.
Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. Now, also, when you ask someone a yes or no question, are you expecting a mm-hmm. yes or no answer, or are you expecting 17 fucking words?
I'm expecting a yes or no answer and 17 words.
Ah, see? But you got to get the yes or no first, right?
Yes.
That's what I said. Same thing. We're on the same page.
Yep, that's what
you're not agreeing with it.
Okay.
Now, when
so
someone doesn't communicate like that, how do you proceed?
Repeat your question.
When someone doesn't communicate like that, how do you proceed?
I think that typically I would reiterate my question until I get my answer. So I
would you use the image tone?
Not the first time, but if I gotta repeat myself. Yeah, the second time.
I don't like repeating myself. I don't like it. I don't like to repeat myself. I hate telling people what to do, and then they don't do it.
What if these people are your children or your significant other? Does that make any difference?
I do not repeat myself.
Oh, no, then I just don't repeat myself.
So if you didn't hear me, you didn't hear me.
That's
but
somewhat ignorant, maybe. Y'all don't think that's somewhat ignorant? Like somebody's supposed mm-hmm. to hold on to your every fucking word, that everything you fucking say, I gotta hear. Who the fuck is you?
I am the yeah,
the mama.
It's my house. Yeah. It's my house.
You heard everything your mama said?
No. And if I didn't, guess what? I got, if I didn't, I either two things happened. I got an ass whooping or I got fucked up. So.
No,
yeah.
Sometimes there were times that you got a hint before mommy came home and you did it quick, real quick before she came home. Sometimes there was, she, you know what I'm saying? You blamed it on somebody else. There was other alternatives than just those. My point, though, is that sometimes we got to change the way that we communicate, too, for those who, yo, my children teach me so fucking much. I can't throw them change the way I fucking communicate to them. That don't make sense?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So repeat yourself. Don't say I'm not going to repeat myself. That's not fair. Oh, my bad. I get emotional sometimes.
I'm not repeating my mind.
So the question that you had, and from what I told you before, there's been no other updates other than out.
But y'all realize, if you're listening, you don't hear Medusa here because Medusa is no longer with our show. She has decided to leave, and, you know, I was okay with it. So, yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay.
I mean, I thought she was going to tell it herself, but you know how to, you know, stuff.
Okay. Last time I saw on Facebook, she had the cooties, so I don't know how she's feeling.
Oh, yeah, she had
that's
the vid. She had the COVID.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
She had a bad bout of that. I guess she's feeling better. She's making more posts and shit at this point. But I guess she's on it.
Okay, cool. All right. Yes.
Y'all got issues.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got issues if she asked me for an update and I gave one.
Yeah, you, all right, so.
Was that my tone?
She asked you, no, it wasn't your tone, it was your motherfucking persistence of being ignorant. So she asked you for an update. I motherfucking so deeply steered the conversation away from her question. She heard me steer it away and was like, you know what? I'm going to go with you, Ronald. I'm not even going to stress this. We're going to go down this road. We went down the road all by ourselves, obviously, because you were still back at the motherfucking fort. Know what I'm saying? We get down the road. We think it'll be cool here. This nigga go, yeah, come here. Yeah. Come here, son. All right, let me tell you about this motherfucker. No, man. So there, we were past that. We were at the next motherfucking light. You, my bad, wrong horn. Big 18 fucking wheeler ass nigga. You fucking running down the highway.
Not 18 wheeler.
This nigga got all kind of bullshit on huckaboose.
Not the bullshit on the caboose.
But we was past it, and here you go back to the bullshit. All right, no doubt. And you want to talk about you. And then you had this smart-ass remark at the end. Was in my tone? Do you see what I'm saying? This nigga with the podcast, and I watch it.
You're
lucky I love you.
Like, it's your tone. It's the way you say things. Like, you know what was in my tone? Like, I don't even know. What was it?
More tone shit. Tell her, peep game. You heard how she and when she first came in, she real high. I didn't even say that. That's that bullshit. Whenever the high voice coming from a woman, son, it's not genuine.
I like to make the difference.
Don't beg, it's beneath you.
I ain't about to beg you for shit, motherfucker.
You see what I'm saying? Wasn't high right there, neither. You meant that. See what I'm saying? Exactly.
I mean, everything can come out of my mouth. Everything.
Even the meat.
No matter how high or how low, it's said. I mean, any word.
Far from the truth, young lady. But okay, sure, I'll accept that.
What? Ronald.
Well, I have heard you in all kind of motherfucking interviews say that you like shit that nobody likes. Please don't make me motherfucking call people out.
What? Wait a minute. You don't like, I don't
Taylor.
Like shit that other people
Taylor.
Don't like.
Taylor.
What? Mm-hmm. Yes.
Was this heifer talking about shit that nobody liked, but she was saying she liked, talking good about it?
You talking about COVID?
Oh, she talking about RV? You talking about RV?
No. So, no. She does know, but she doesn't remember. It may not have even been on this show. It may have been on the wind down. Think about that, Taylor.
Child, listen. I'm sorry. You're asking me to go back really far, and I'm getting old in life.
What was the name of that shit? What's the name of the fucking webisode? The shit with the ashy knuckles, the big fat prostitute bitch. What was her name?
Oh my God! Wait a minute. The fat ashy prostitute, the show heaven. Okay, because when you said fat ashy, I said I only know one person who's really fat and fucking ashy, and that's motherfucking Nick D. And then you said something about
exactly.
Prostitute, I'm like what?
Heaven, yes, you were talking very good about heaven. Heaven was full of shit.
Oh, it was terrible.
Oh, now you want to admit it to being terrible.
I was okay. I didn't say it was good. I told you that the acting was terrible. I told you that. I'm so good from the gate. And then they got the audacity. Let me tell you something. They got the audacity to have some new episodes out.
No, they don't.
Heaven need to go. Heaven need to go to hell. Go to hell.
You say heaven need to go to hell?
That's what she said. Out loud. She said it out loud.
So we got two Chinese Asian sections of hell, and you got the heaven section of hell? Is that what you got?
I'm going to heaven. Heaven ain't going to heaven. She going to hell.
See what I'm saying? How she obviously says things that we know aren't true.
I am going to heaven.
Just one of them days. When you're the one to lie on the cold, just one of them days.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah,
I should have turned around and walked back across the street from that Waffle House. Because I said the name, I said, that's stupid as fuck. And I walked after the Waffle House.
This nigga is in a crack welfare hotel. What the fuck? She said, no, John. They live in the hotel. They walked over here.
They live in a hotel. Let them have some food.
Give her the meat. She needs it.
Oh, no, not she needs it.
Put some more goon on them fries. Oh, shit, I'm stupid.
I'm going to bed.
No, you ain't going to bed now. You're going to Waffle House. You're going to sit your ass down. As soon as you order, you're going to ask for it to go back. I told her what she should have did. Sit at the table, order. As soon as it comes, take a bite. Yo, can I get a to-go box? All right, thank you.
Yo, listen, I ain't never been so goddamn mad in my whole entire life. I was like, this don't even make sense. So I'm talking to Jerry, and Jerry is like, you are funny. I said, this is a man. He said, we're short-staffed. We need to take care of the people who are in here sitting down. I said, but they're all eating already.
Stop using common sense, man. No place for that.
So you're telling me that means nothing for me. Nothing. They're already eating. They already have their food. They're not ordering anything else at your establishment.
Mm-mm. It was a lady in the corner. I know Donner. I know Donner.
I'm not Donner. What the hell? What?
It's a whole concert going on. It's a whole concert going on, and all you hear is her yelling, I'm not done there.
Yeah. Oh, shit, you're going right to hell, too. Asian hell. You're going to Red Dragon hell.
The Red Dragon hell.
Oh, shit. Y'all are the worst. Y'all are the worst.
How am I to
make it say, Dre get t-shirts made, do they charge for apostrophes? I don't know, but they charge for apostrophes.
Terrible. You said that. You said that.
And there you go with your snitching shit again. I just said nigga said. Here you go with your snitching. Yo, y'all is. I can't fuck with y'all. That's why I'm a decent left. Because y'all motherfuckers is snitches. Y'all ran my girlfriend away. Because y'all can't fucking hold a secret.
Hold a secret.
You know what? Don't you get me started. No.
I'm sorry.
No, that's go ahead.
Because you're snitching. You're just snitching about everything. This nigga like, I ain't never, but Dre sure. Like, whoa, why are you saying that man's name? And it's blasphemy. I'm not snitching. Everybody know Dre love posse. When I talk about posse, that's not snitching.
But we know who like posse. So, yes, it is. But anyway, I'm trying to remember what it was that she heard me cussing out about. I'm trying to remember.
I'm still cussing that nigga about something.
What the fuck? Yeah, I know y'all got issues. That's all I know. Y'all two young ladies, both of them, is fucking problematic. Possibly.
What? Oh, wow.
Matter of fact, I'm going to get a shirt, B-O-F. The apostrophe is going to be a possum.
Oh, shit.
Then,
now you
know what?
You ain't shit.
Now, it's
no,
time for him to go to bed. It's past his bedtime.
No, that's creativity. I'm about to roll a blunt. Nigga, you ain't past my bedtime. Nigga, time to sleep. I ain't got to be to work 5:30 tomorrow, 6 o'clock.
No, I got to be at work at, I got to be up and ready by 10:20. So, no. And I got to make sure my registered companion gets on his flight in the morning.
And you got to make sure that you wipe all your fingerprints away from the Waffle House so when you burn that bitch down, they don't track it back to you.
Man, if I'm gonna throw a dog on, what's that thing called? A Molotov cocktail? Throw
nope.
It right through that bitch.
Nigga, ain't you missed cybersecurity? Ain't you breaking all the rules?
They ain't listening to no shit.
You stupid. This nigga said they ain't listening to no shit. They listen to everything. These niggas heard me fart this morning. I'm sorry.
You know what? I might not be the only one who said that shit to them. Man, listen.
You see, there she go.
You,
more
many,
I ain't the only one. This is bigger than Nino Brown.
Okay, listen. This nigga
is building what's that shit? You're building reasonable doubt into your case already. It's other people who wanted the motherfucker dead, not just me.
Listen.
But it's true, though.
Because.
And here you go, co-signing the fuckery.
Because how many people really be wanting to go and sit in motherfucking West Bumblefuck Waffle House? Listen, sometimes you just want to get your shit and go on about your business. That's all.
But if you live in a hotel across the street, you don't want to go back then. You want to eat out.
I don't live in a hotel. I do not live in a hotel. I do not
live
in a hotel.
I
don't. I don't.
Well, that's not fucking what Loretta said at the fucking Arby's.
I don't know what the little dumb girl was talking about. I said, girl, we don't live in a hotel. That's not what he said.
You see your tone? See your tone?
Yeah, I know exactly what my tone is. That is not what he said.
You dumb bitch. That's what your tone said. You called that little girl a dumb bitch in your tone. You ain't say the word dumb bitch, but your tone said dumb bitch. Bitch.
I don't be so.
You be killing them.
I don't be caring.
See what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. But, yeah, she told me I'm the nicest, sweetest thing you know. No, nigga, you sour patch ass.
Sometimes I'm sweet. Sometimes I'm sour.
Whole sour patch ass. And tail ain't nothing but a motherfucking grapefruit with sugar for breakfast in the morning.
Hey, that's a good shit right now.
I love that. Okay. With a nice little cup of tea. I enjoy that.
I drink some water. I don't drink no tea with that.
That's all she is. You just is naturally sour. You got to add the sweetness to Taylor. See? You ain't get the analogy I was trying to go for. Y'all so busy talking about breakfast.
Because I had my mouth set for a fucking waffle to eat for breakfast in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Burn that motherfucker down.
You ain't shit.
Oh, well.
These people are trying to make a living. These people are trying to feed their family. They did not go to Waffle House when they was in eighth grade. You know what I'm going to do for a living? I'm going to work in the motherfucking W. I'm going to work in the W. Sure is. What, the hotel? Nope. What, the Wu-Tang? Nope. What are you talking about, the Westin? Nope. What? Waffle, baby, waffle, baby, waffle. Waffle, baby, waffle. Oh, shit, I'm stupid. You're in a crack hotel.
No, I'm not. I'm in a Hollywood.
She
I'm
at a Holiday Inn. Yeah. Yo, tell her. She said she's at the Holiday Inn. I told her she was at the Chingy.
Stupid. That's stupid.
Oh, it's this nigga at the Chingy. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I'm hot. Where the white woman at?
We about to keep her right now because you about to get on my damn nerves.
No, yeah, no, I'm telling you the truth. Listen, I might lie for you, but I won't lie to you.
You better get on my nerves.
I don't even know
where I'm going to be next week. Wait a minute. Let me see where I'm going to be next week. Let's see what we're going to do. Let's see. Next week is the 22nd. I will be in Rochester, New York.
Okay.
We get done at 12:30 in the afternoon. So let's see what time we go out on Saturday. We go out at 6:38. Right. We might shift to a happy hour.
Okay, dokie.
Okay, we might have to shift that happy hour, which is anywhere between 7 and 8:30 ish. So we shall see what happens and see with how people want to act. So yeah, we'll be here maybe. But y'all be good.
Here we are.
Enjoy your weekend.
Indeed, baby. I want y'all to have a good weekend. Have a good night. You know what I'm saying? I want y'all, both of y'all, both of them, to live long and prosper.
Not live long and prosper. Did you put your fingers up too, as if you was a Vulcan or something?
No, I'm a Negro.
You're not a Negro. But you know, Vulcans, no, no, wasn't the Vulcans. Was it the Vulcans or was it the, what was the other ones with the head? With the, they had the butt on the head. What was that shit, goddamn?
What?
On Star Trek, the man who had the brain outside of his head. It looked like his brain was outside of him. Yeah, the Klingons were the black folks, or the, was the Negroes.
So then explain Geordi.
Who?
LeVar Burton.
I mean, he was a Negro too. But I'm talking about for their race. Not their race, but their... It's not race. Their alienism was... They were... Those were considered African Americans. But anyway.
Yeah. Right.
Holler.
Whatever.